It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
And you thought the Beach Boys couldn't sound any whiter.
Oh my God.
London left Penrose Street. Like we find a new place where the kids are hip.
This music in celebration of another goal by University of Denver, who now leads Notre Dame 4-0.
Hello, sports fans.
As we're closing out the second period, they're crushing the Golden Domers. Crushing
no
them.
Freaking way.
Yeah, freaking way. Do you know what this music reminds me of? Did you ever see the movie? It's a Christopher Guest movie. The
Mighty Wind?
The Mighty Wind. It's all about the folk music.
Yes.
And they had that big group of like the whitest sweater wearing.
Yeah, that was Anne, what's her head?
Yes.
And it was the guy who was one of the people from Best in Show. He wasn't the judge.
No.
He was one of the gay guys.
Yeah. No. And it had
those two people were the oh no, now I'm so frustrated. See, I hate it when this happens because this is
the
when
new
my brain
Main Street singers.
The new Main
the
Street.
The new Main Street singers.
Because they had a breakup. Yeah. So they were the new Main Street singers.
Yeah. So you had the Folksmen, the new Main Street singers, and Mitch and Mickey. And that music reminds me of the new Main Street singers because it's just so vanilla.
The only thing I could think of that's even whiter than that is the Dabba Dabbas.
Who are the Dabba Dabbas?
It's not the name of the but they're the Dabba Dabba, like you know what I'm talking about. They're like the people that are singing.
I have no clue. The Dabba Dabbas.
This is gonna be like, okay, I'm so sorry. I would like to apologize to everyone out there on my pursuit, but they sound like this. They're like dabba 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 dabba
dabba dabba dabba
Actually, you know what? If they were the Flintstones, they'd be the Yabba Dabbas, and they'd be the Yabba Dabba 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 Dabba.
Someday we're going to have a segment where we can finish an entire segment without just having random noises in the segment. That's brilliant.
I believe that we could actually have a full segment without actually saying a real word. I believe that we
can actually have... No freaking way.
We probably could. Parker Posey was in the new Main Street Singers too.
Yes. But what are the Dabba Dabbas? They are the.
I cannot think of. Like, I know what song you're talking about, and D scores another goal. It's 5-0. They're just crushing Notre Dame.
DU. DU.
I can't.
Dabba 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 Dabba.
I know what
dabba,
song
dabba.
You're talking about. But
there's a bunch of them. They're.
I have no idea.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Call us 303-831-1340. There's got to be someone out there who's just so frustrated. 303-831-1340. The Dabba Dabba Singers.
I'm going to type that in and see what.
Dabba 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 Dabba
Dabba Dabba Dabba Dabba Dabba Dabba
Dabba Dabba Dabba
Dabba Dabba Dabba The Dabba Dabba Singers. I have no doubt that this is going to come up with nothing.
I'm so mad.
I'm watching the game today.
Hang on a second.
I'm looking it up.
I got it here. I just got, let me see.
I have Abba Dabba Honeymoon. No, seriously.
What is the Dabba 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 song? The Devil 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 song. What's the Devil 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 song?
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Oh, there's a Devil Devil song. It comes up. Milk.
Anyway, I'm watching the game today, and I didn't realize that the starting pitcher,
yep,
Santazella, was from Venezuela.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I've been in his hometown.
Caracas.
Nope.
Barcelona. Barcelona.
Valencia.
Valencia. I thought they said Barcelona.
Could have been Barcelona.
Venezuela.
Par is from Barcelona.
Okay, that maybe that's...
Listen, there is a correlation, and I'm not saying this simply because my wife is Venezuelan. However, it seems to me that the amount of success that the Rockies have historically has been dictated by how many Venezuelans you have on the team. When we have a lot of Venezuelans, right, Yorvi Torrealba, Franklin Morales, you know, these type of players, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name right now, but another Venezuelan. We were going to World Series. We were going to the playoffs. Carlos Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so we were going to the playoffs with these guys, and then all of a sudden we would get rid of them. We'd get rid of a lot of the Venezuelans. We got rid of Franklin Morales. We got rid of, you know, a lot of these other guys, and all of a sudden we weren't doing very well. Well, now we've added, we have Sensatella is a Venezuelan. Carlos Gonzalez is a Venezuelan. Para is a Venezuelan. There is a Amarista that is a Venezuelan.
Para is a Venezuelan?
Yeah.
And Amarista.
Yeah.
Who is very short, by the way.
Yeah.
5'6".
They call him the something ninja?
Yes.
The ninja midget or the midget ninja or something?
Yeah.
Pocket ninja?
Pocket ninja's a good
The pocket fisherman?
No, Pocket Ninja's a good nickname. Whatever it is, he's got it. It's something ninja, and it's
I had
good.
A great nickname. See, this is the one, nicknames that didn't stick. I had my nickname for Nolan Arenado.
What?
Rico Suave.
What? Why would...
Because he is smooth and tasty.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not terrible.
That is terrible. No. You don't... That's a terrible nickname for Nolan Arenado.
Keep looking up to find out about the Dabba Dabba Singers, man.
I gave up. I stopped looking. Because I can't, I mean, unless there's an actual title for a song, I can't just be like, dabba, 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 dabba. And YouTube will be like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're looking for. And Google's just like, go away. You're annoying me. No, Para, here's the thing about this team, and I'm a little concerned.
Okay.
We've got the Dodgers coming in. We're starting a rookie. We're 3-1. It feels like this is a already in a very, very, very young season. Like, this series coming up is kind of crucial in my eyes. We have to take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers.
Okay. We are only 4 games in.
Right. I know that. But we have to send a message to the Dodgers, especially at home, that we can play even with them. You're not going to win tomorrow's game because we're starting a rookie, and I think he's going to be overwhelmed.
I think he's going to win. I look at it, well, why wasn't this rookie today overwhelmed?
Because he wasn't playing in front of his hometown fans and family, and he was playing the Milwaukee Brewers, not the Dodgers. And honestly, I can't tell if the Brewers' starting pitching is that good or our batters are just struggling right now.
I think they were struggling just a little bit.
So, you know, the Dodgers throw out some really good pitchers, and if we struggled against Milwaukee's pitching, I worry about what we're going to do against.
It's here, man. Everyone hates it here.
What do you mean?
Everyone hates it here. Everyone hates it here. All the visiting teams hate to come here.
Oh, see, if you're from the National League West, though, you shouldn't. You shouldn't hate coming here. Now, maybe the other pitchers hate coming here. But I don't think if you're the Dodgers, you're afraid of coming to Coors Field.
I think that they know that the Rockies are a handful. I think the Rockies are. I think that MLB teams understand that the Rockies are a force to be reckoned with. I mean, obviously they didn't show their offense, but they still won 3 out of 4. They have the ability to win games in very different and distinct ways.
Right, I get that, but if you're a National League West team, you're not afraid to come to Coors Field, whether the Rockies are a handful or not.
I think the Giants do not like to come here. The Giants do not like to come here.
I think
at all.
Arizona loves coming
here. Arizona might love to come here, but the Dodgers do not like to come here.
I don't think the Dodgers care, man. I think the Dodgers just don't care about who they beat, where they beat them. They have an attitude. I just think they're a better team right now, which is why I think this is a big series. John Gray's going up against their number one on Saturday, and he's got to pitch better than he did on opening day, or else we're going to get...
Their number one? You mean Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to pitch better, because Clayton Kershaw's going to shut us down.
He might, but he doesn't pitch well particularly here. He has an ERA over four here, I believe.
Everyone has an ERA over four in Denver.
Verlander does not. Hideki Nomo does not.
Really?
I don't believe so. I mean, he threw a no-hitter here.
Oh, that's right.
Verlander threw the best game I've ever seen here.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think the Rockies need this series. They need it. And they're going to rely on people like Parra and Mark Reynolds and all of those guys who aren't named Cargo or Arenado or Story, because those are the guys that are going to win this series for
us.
Yeah,
all the Venezuelans, I'm telling you.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.